Mormons!
Hello!
The last show.
Oh, I know. It's so
sad. For a while.
Sad.
Not forever. I was about to say forever. It's not forever.
Yeah.
Just last show for a while.
We'll continue some way, somehow.
Yeah, we don't know how, but it'll work out. So today, since it's our last show, we have a special musical number.
Yeah, that'll be at the end.
That'll be at the end to sign us off. Any Moes out there, you know why that was mildly funny. Only mildly, but, you know. So, today our musical artist is...
Tatmi. Yay, they're from Salt Lake City. They're actually coming May 18th and the 19th, I believe, to Austin.
Cool.
I said last week the other band was playing at Jesse's Bed and Breakfast. Well, these guys are playing with them.
Oh, very cool.
So,
with Uzi and Ari.
Yeah.
So if you listened last week to the freaking incredible song that I accidentally cut off because I'm retarded, Uzi and Ari, they're fabulous. So you should check that out if you're not graduating that day, like me. Ha ha!
Rub it in the faces.
Yes.
This song is called what? Skinny Thighs?
Skinny Thighs. Skinny Thighs. Something we can all aspire to.
Aspire to, yes.
Yeah, so this is Skinny Thighs by Tatmi, and I'm not going to navigate away from the page this week. Promise. It's working on it. Sorry, kids.
Connecting,
working on it. Working
connecting.
On it. Working on it.
It's working.
It's working. See, this is what we get when we try to, like, play songs from MySpace.
Yeah.
They kind of just... No,
sometimes,
it's because little punk kids are on it all day. Yeah. Why don't we introduce the topic while we're waiting for that to cook?
Okay. I was going to say you might have to refresh the page like you did last time.
Okay. Let's refresh. Today we're going to talk about exaltation, and I saved it for last simply because it's pretty much the reason why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is playing, so we'll talk to you in a bit.
Sitting there, you won't find me anywhere. about to settle. Now that you are his play, you feel the fullness start to set in.
All right. Skinny thighs.
We're back.
Skinny thighs, skinny thighs, skinny thighs. And everyone will see at the Church Lake activity on Saturday something I do not possess.
That's why I cover mine.
Yeah. Although I do have a cute little outfit rocking for the lake activity. If you guys want to come to one of our church activities, there's a really, really cool one coming up. We're all meeting at the Institute, which is 21st in San Antonio. On this coming Saturday at 10:30, and you can carpool with us. Yeah. It'll be free other than like $8 per car. So it's pretty cool. And we're going to have lake and there's boats and stuff. And I'm going to be wearing a red swimsuit with white polka dots.
Ooh.
And a white floppy hat. Oh, yeah.
I think you got the whole outfit there.
Yeah. So anyway, so as I was saying earlier, today we're talking about exaltation.
Yes.
Exaltation. And as I also alluded to before, it's pretty much the cause of our existence, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we do and everything that we stand for is all because we want to return our Heavenly Father.
Yes. And it's the prize. It's the goal. It's what you aim to achieve. It's why we do what we do and don't do what we don't do, yeah. I guess you could say.
So exaltation, if you've never kind of heard it worded that way, is basically what we call receiving, I mean, the highest honor, I guess, of living life. I guess it's equivalent to heaven.
Yes.
But of super heaven or something. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But we choose righteous things and we treat people well and we worship God and love his son because we wish to have exaltation, which is the highest joy that we can achieve.
And the reason it's, I guess it's something that is so sought for too, is because it's also very pleasing to Heavenly Father. And, you know, we just love that concept so much of pleasing, you know, someone who gave us life and gave us such a great opportunity. It's a nice way to pay back the man upstairs.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that wording. That's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's hard. It's a really, when I was thinking about it, it's an interesting topic to have because it's, everyone is familiar with the concept of heaven, but it's so different for members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but it's hard to really articulate that difference.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, yes, there's like heaven and hell, and everyone's kind of familiar with that concept. But exaltation is the utmost joy that anyone could possibly imagine. In fact, you can't imagine it.
Yeah.
It's just perfect joy and perfect everything. You're with your family and
eternal life, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfection.
Right.
It's something that we do have a hard time talking about it because it is so great and it's really hard to take it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have the perfect words for it and you want to have that much reverence and respect towards it because ultimately it is what we are aiming for. It's
right.
Where we want to end up. We want to end up just as perfect as we possibly could be and living in the presence of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and all the other all the other wonderful people that came before us that have already received that.
That's really what I'm looking most forward to. I know it sounds cheesy, but I'm like, man, I get to meet my grandma that died when my dad was 14. I get to meet, you know, Joseph Smith. Shoot. That'd
be
cool.
I know. Gotta give that man a high five.
Yeah. Give him props.
Yeah. It's gonna.
And just like all these interesting women, not even necessarily people from the church, just like so many people that I know will be there, like Martin Luther King.
Mother Teresa. She gets a high five too.
Yeah, high fives for her. gosh, just I can't even think. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited about it. We probably should play another song. I'm really looking forward to our little special number at the end.
Yeah, make sure you guys
so make
stay
sure
tuned
you guys stick around. We're gonna play another song, and then we have a couple of words from a couple of sponsors, and then we'll continue a little bit on. If you're interested in talking about this, or commenting, or saying what's up,
or just calling in, it's our last show.
Yeah, you can do so at 495-KVRX. It's 495-5879. So we're gonna play "Where I'm At," which is off their album "Arms as Traps." Again, it's "Taught Me" from SLC, and here we go.
Gonna know where I'm at.
And we just were so excited right now because we, as we've been saying, this is our last show. And I'm really sad about it. And I wanted to, I don't know, I'm just really sad. So to commemorate, we're all meeting at Gelato's on Guadalupe. So if you want to hook up with us, you can.
Mm-hmm. You might also not know what we look like, but we'll be the loud girls
we'll
that
be
come
the loud
walking
girls.
In.
Yes. Eating. That'll be us.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was where I'm at from their Taught Me's album Arms as Traps, who's playing the 17th at Jesse's Bed and Breakfast, and also at the 29th Street Co-op, which all of you guys are familiar with. You're there all the time. I know it. So, yeah, so they're playing there as well. And little did you know, they're from Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, back to our topic at hand. Exaltation. Oh, dang. These ads. Yeah. I forgot. Our wonderful sponsors have a couple of words. Thank you, Anna. So the first is from Children's Center of Austin. The Children's Center of Austin would like to remind the parents in our community to instill in their children how important their education is at a very early age. Parents, become involved. Check your child's schoolwork daily and develop a relationship with their teachers. Start them on the right track early in life and give them positive reinforcements throughout their early years in grade school. Parents, remember that certain They don't have punctuation in these. I'm sorry, guys. Parents, remember that grades, that setting goals for college while your kids are still young, will help them strive for better grades and increase their chances for success later in life. This special community reminder was brought to you courtesy of the Children's Center of Austin. For more information on their services, you can visit their website at www.childrenscenterofaustin.com. Concerned with the future of the youth in our community, they're on the air because they care.
Yay!
Yes, they do. Because they care. It's true. It's true. So, and the next is from our sponsor from last week, PPG Industries, and they want to tell you that this spring season, PPG Industries would like to remind our listeners not to drink and drive. If drinking is a part of your plans, please call a cab or elect a sober driver. No matter how much fun you have, it's not worth losing your license, your freedom, or even your life. PPG Industries would like to thank everyone this spring doing what they can by checking IDs, being a designated driver, and drinking responsibly. This important community reminder is a courtesy from PPG Industries, wishing everyone a safe spring season. They're on the air.
Because they care!
We are PPG Industries. We make the coatings for the space shuttle and are always looking for top talent. For more information on employment opportunities, you can visit our website at www.ppg.com.
Yay, PPG. We love PPG.
So, with the 4 minutes we have left, we're going to sing a little something-something for you here in a little bit, but because it's our last show, I'm going to indulge ourselves and give ourselves some time to say whatever we want.
Yeah.
So, go for it, Anna.
Is this like my, I don't know, award speech or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, well,
you better hook it up because you got 40
seconds.
First
of all, I would like to thank my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, because that's the reason why we got this show in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I love the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I'm proud to be a Mormon, yes. And I want to thank Colleen for letting me do this. It's my dream, and it'll still go on. And I'd like to thank all my friends and my roommates who are here. We have Britta and Natalie and Kim. I love you guys. And, yeah, so thank you. Colleen, go.
Thank you, Anna. I would also like to thank Anna and her support and made the show much more exciting. And the girls who are also here do a lot for me this past semester, helpful and supportive, and I appreciate it. Mostly, my most support also comes from my Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, who have done everything for me and who have blessed me in so many ways and allowing me to serve them through a medium that I am talented in, which is the media. And I always kind of thought that I'd never be able to have a marriage between my two worlds. And I finally have. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for all my listeners. And I love you guys. And I love the church. And I know that it's true. And you should check it out. You'll know it's true, too.
Yeah. First verse. Okay.
I am a child of